I don't have a kind of personal relationship with Jesus in the way that some people, luckily for them, do. And I suppose I think of God's influence on me often with this image of a call. And it's a feeling more than words. And I think this was one of the moments in my life when probably such a feeling occurred. And it was a feeling probably because of the nature of the people involved. I mean, actually, the people in the British National Oil Corporation were lovely, but the CIIR, the woman who was in charge of it, was a saint. I mean, the sort of person who, had she been a man, would have been an archbishop in the Catholic hierarchy, but a very down-to-earth and a warm personality. And they'd interviewed me, and they wanted me. It felt like the right thing to do. It was really hard. I did a 5-week trip, first 3 weeks of which were in South Africa at a time of apartheid where I really did not know who I could trust and what I was doing there. But the Catholic Church there was very strong ecumenical, working together against very oppressive regimes. And that kind of identifying with the church there was what sort of drove me and continues to drive me to a large extent into a vision of what the church could be and what the church should be. Those 7 years I spent with CIIR became gradually more and more fulfilling, and you know, there were some extraordinarily impressive people there.